Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Log Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Everyman Show. I suppose quite a few of you heard the State of the Onion address the other night. I suppose a lot of you are in shock, and I would suppose the majority of you are not. There's no question that this maniac in the White House who resides posh opulence, luxury, in a country and in the highest office of the land where he would never otherwise have a chance to do this had he not been backed by, well, let's just face it, Wall Street oligarchs, other, in my opinion, they're insane. They've lost their minds. They've forgotten who they represent. They forgot where they are. They forgot that they're temporary servants to the people. Have they forgotten, or do they just not care? And all you're seeing on the news is, of course, is more bogus fluff, deflated footballs, deflated balls. Deflated balls reside in the federal government in our highest offices. They have no balls. They will not stand up to Wall Street and these corporations for the simple reason that they have literally, and I don't mean this figuratively, but literally, lined their pockets, filled their personal bank accounts, insider trading, fraud at the highest levels of government. And now you have this guy coming out saying, yeah, well, you know, yeah, global warming is it's a hoax, but climate change is real. Yeah, okay, they forgot to use the sun in all of their scientific hocus-pocus, you know, computer models. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been changing climate daily. And on a millennial schedule since the beginning of time. The Earth has never, ever been warming. They say this year was the highest on record, which is a crock, a lie. It's information loaded with bogus, computer-generated, fundamentally flawed science. You might want to ask yourself, why do they do it? Well, they do it because, well, they have a 6-bedroom home. No, excuse me, better. They got 10-bedroom homes, 5,000-square-foot mansions. And so do their daughters, and so do their sons, and they got a couple beach homes. And let's not forget that 45-foot yacht. Oh, the hell with it. Let's say 60-foot yacht. $7 million sailboats. Yeah, sell a catch company for, $28 billion. Yeah, they don't talk about the fact that, well, maybe some of them threw their Purple Hearts over the White House fence. They don't tell you that they're funding ISIS. Every last, and I mean every last terrorist that they talk about, well, some of them dined in the Pentagon. Some of them dined at the Bush compound. Some of them have been dead for a century and a half. I mean, a decade and a half. Going to hear that anywhere, but on the sites, well, Infowars.com. You're going to hear it on Global Research Canada, Savage Nation. Mark Levin is starting to talk more about it. This is the terrorism they should be talking about. How are they getting away with it all? Well, it's like Barry said when he came into office, they're going to share the wealth. They're going to destroy your health and share the wealth and demand that you pay for health care, whether you need it or not. You got 70-year-old people that are funding abortions. They're funding prenatal care. And you heard it right here on the Everyman Show. My name is Alan Eric Dabowski, and you can friend me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. I don't know. Send up a drone and follow me wherever I go. You know, I don't see it getting better. At real estate prices, basically they tell you that they stabilize, they're plummeting. Unless you live inside the Beltway or on the Beltway, or unless you're in one of those posh neighborhoods up there in, you know, Bel Air, Maryland, or maybe you're in, you know, Montgomery County, or maybe you're in Northern Virginia, Fairfax, Loudoun County. Maybe you live in Middleburg. Yeah. They tell you about your carbon footprint. They tell you about, you're using too many non-renewable fuels. They've got $900 electric bills. They've got $600 every 3 months water. It's right to check. They don't care. I mean, what's the point in caring when you're making $175,000 a year as a governor or as a congressman or a senator? And then, what the hell, you're making $10 million on the stock market. The hell with that government check. Might as well just give that back. I can think they probably have a half dozen of those checks in their drawers, in their offices, that they don't even bother cashing. And they're writing checks that your ass can't cash. Oh, yeah, and Fox has got that new, that real hot gangster rapper rat television show. And Ricky, you know, Freeway Ricky Ross, not the fake Ricky Ross, the tattooed-up gangster with the gold teeth, the fraud. You know, the MK Ultra device, meant to destroy the minds of young black men everywhere. Yeah, no. The real Freeway Ricky Ross will tell you that the government brings in all the drugs on C-130s, and they deliver them into the neighborhoods, they deliver them in the ghetto, then it streams out, and they go back to their man, they collect the money, and when he's made $30 million, they go take his money and put him in prison for 10 years. Tore my cousin apart. Ruined his life doing that. Getting homeless when he was living on the dole when he died in 2013. You know, my father knew what happened to my aunt in 1959. She was dissected and left in the back seat of a station wagon right in front of her home on Rittenhouse Street, Washington, D.C. Yeah, upscale neighborhood. She worked like crazy. She had real estate. They were worth millions and millions of dollars. They developed properties, and they would rent it out to the government, you know, long 10-year leases and doing their thing, and they had a really good life. I, too, did the same thing. Didn't rent to the government. I bought a few homes, you know. I worked on them, paying to fix them up. You work. You're on ladders. You're doing this 10 hours a day. At the end of the day, you can't even stand up. You're so tired. And I wrote those checks to the IRS. Yeah, you know, the IRS, the one that basically targeted the Tea Party with Lois Lerner, she's not going to do any jail time. The 36,000 Nazis they brought into this country, a handful of them, when they were near death, were brought to these tribunals, these trials in The Hague. You know, it's all for show, ladies and gentlemen. It's all mind-blowing, bogus InfoWar. Well, I love InfoWars.com so much. You know, the truth radiates. The truth is kind of like a ripple in a pond. The pond could be a 50-acre pond. You drop one stone into that pond, and it will ripple through 30 acres and disappear. But it still resonates to the edge of the pond. You just don't see it. It's resonating now. They're putting journalists in prison for simply transferring information that is open on the web. They just put a guy in prison for 63 months for downloading an anonymous information page and distributing it to some of his cohorts, some of his brethren, some of his, you know, and they said he wasn't a journalist and he didn't have any right to do it. Yet he's written books and writes for magazines and newspapers everywhere. He's been doing it his whole adult life. That story is on Infowars.com. Why do I call this the Everyman Show? Well, you know, last night, I talk about politics, I talk about food, I talk about health, I talk about kids. I'm 57 years old. I have a right to talk about things like this. I have a right to disseminate what I understand to be truth and lies. But last night, Bill and Melinda Gates, there they were, Charlie Rose, talking about all their exposés and, you know, exploits in Africa. How they're saving the African children from malaria and Ebola, and they go, oh, malnutrition, they're putting their seeds all over the globe. The GMO nightmare from hell, tasteless, nutritionless, poison, toxic GMO seed. State of the Union just telling me we got the greatest scientists in the world, we got the greatest military, we got the greatest this and the other, all designed for depopulation and destruction of humanity globally. You know, if Alfred Hitchcock were alive right now, I think that he would just literally sit back and shake his head saying, I can't do a program on this. I can't do a show on this. It's too frightening. It's too real. It's too chaotic. It's too deer, you know, deer in the headlights, shocking. It is real. It's not bogus. I listen to also AM, and they talk about Roswell, this period between 1948 and about 1955, when undeniably alien activity, and notice how it comes right after this nuclear research program, where they literally blew up bombs that could probably be seen all the way to Jupiter. And let me tell you, if these beings are out there, if they are in the ocean, if they do live in ice caves deep below the earth, if they know how to go undetected, if this memory metal is real, if those bodies existed in Roswell, we, in their time, these last 60 years have been a blink, a second, a minute of our lifespan to them. They're angry. We know God is angry. We know Yahweh is absolutely finished with humanity. Humanity has been weaponized. Food has been weaponized. Water has been weaponized. Water right now, ladies and gentlemen, costs more than gasoline. 16-ounce bottle, they want $1.29 for that at the local, you know, I wouldn't even think about buying that stuff. I buy my water by the, you know, 6-gallon, 5-gallon containers. But nevertheless, I'm paying $1 a gallon for water, even though I get it free out of the ground. But I'm afraid to drink it because of the glyphosate, also GMO Monsanto, Bill Gates, and Melinda Gates Foundation. Glyphosate, ladies and gentlemen, has been proven to destroy kidneys. It has proven to put farmers in their graves 20 years early. It drives them mad. Is it responsible now for Alzheimer's? Is it responsible for these kids with autism? You betcha. Are vaccines responsible? The mercury, the lead, the toxic poison, detergent, and vaccines, well, they're touting how, oh, and Melinda Gates says, well, now we're making them faster than ever. We're making them cheaper than ever. Is it just like your Donald's hamburgers that are loaded with ammonia and methicillicone? They wash the McNuggets in methicillicone to keep them from rotting. You put a McNugget, take a McNugget and put it on your windowsill. 12 months later, it'll still be there. It'll only be dried up. There won't be any mold on it whatsoever. Why would anyone in their right mind put that in the mouths of their children? Who cares if Monsanto is down 34% in sales over the last quarter? Who cares if McDonald's is losing revenue? I don't give a shit. Especially if I'm eating that garbage, because I can't shit. And I'm sorry if that's repugnant and rude, but these bastards these warlocks and these whores of Wall Street running America on the backs of the little guy. Why does somebody making $8 or 50 cents an hour have to pay taxes at all? You heard Obama say, you can't make a living and provide for a four unit, you know, can't have a four person family and live on $15,000 a year. Let me see you try it. So they want income equality, which means no jobs, no businesses. Businesses are going to shut down in 2015 like you can't imagine. I mean, I don't know what Larry Hogan's planning on doing for these corporations that are going to come into Maryland, and they're going to have to pay $10.10 an hour for their janitors. Person in the tech industry, which they were making 35 an hour, 70, 80 grand a year, they're not going to be able to afford to pay them. I really believe that what's coming is deflation and the defunding of more programs. Every last program that Barack Hussein Obama, look, I'm not going to call him Barack Hussein Obama or, you know, Barry Bozo Obama, whatever, Obozo, you know, Obami, Obama Nazi. You got to respect a guy who has won two elections, even though it was by fraud. He's in there. They have not blown his brains out like they did JFK. There's huge and massive talk right now about his impeachment. Will it happen? I don't know. Is he a radical jihadist? Maybe, but I don't know. He will not discuss terrorism. He will not call them terrorists. I almost don't blame him, because those people in the Middle East don't want us there. Those people in Pakistan don't want any more. We have ruined our relationships by overreach, by an undeniable overreach by the Pentagon, murdering it, killing at will. 2 million people dead since 2011. I mean, since 9/11. 2 million people, $3 trillion spent, and it's worse than it's ever been. As the House of Saud arms ISIS, well, I'm not saying that, you know, there's a lot of talk, and I'll just say we're funding them too. Look, we're funding the House of Saud, we're funding terrorists. Did you know that the House of Saud and the Arabian Bank in New York likes to pay these suicide bombers' families? The guy blows himself up, they get 15 G's. Now, that's some incentive if you're an ignorant, radical Islamist who loves his family and hates the West enough, hates the white man, hates the American Negro, hates the Japanese. They're going to chop off a couple of Japanese guys' heads. That's their latest victims that they're laying down in the same. It looks kind of looks like Mars back behind it. Oh, speaking of Mars, by the way, did you know that back in 1991, the front page, this is the cover of Life magazine, which I purchased yesterday from a thrift shop, is a big picture of Mars. The headline is Humanity's New Home. Can you believe a headline? Humanity's New Home. And inside the story, all the next Earth. Proof that life existed on Mars. They're putting the money to Mars while they're colonizing Africa. You know, you have to wonder what powers, what brotherhood of darkness, what dangerous, 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 scary people are doing. Well, I think really, truthfully, you know the answer to that question by now. How many secrets have we given to China? How many secrets have we given over to India? How much danger are we really in? Do you think Putin is going to nuke the United States? Well, as scary as that is, yeah, I do. I think this is the one that matters. This is the one where they throw their hands up and say, you know what? It's going to happen anyway. You know, the Trilateral Commission, along with the New World Order, along with the other maniacs. Well, you know, I just cannot deny the fact that this is possible. You do not see Iran toning down their nuclear program. They've made it very clear that they not only are going to make nuclear weapons, but they more than likely already have them. And what did Clinton say? They have to push the button first. By then, it's too late, folks. Whether these nuclear weapons go off in outer space or whether they hit pay dirt, it's going to annihilate humanity. I mean, look at Fukushima. Not one news article viewing nuclear power plant that has been spewing radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean, decimating seabed for 2 years, not one word. And everybody wants to sit back, you know, and they're watching their sitcoms, Big Bang Theory, and they got this pregnant Spanish woman, you know, the virgin or whatever the hell that is, you know, and me and my mom or mommy and me or whatever the hell, you know, they're raving on about the Oscars and, oh, black people aren't getting enough Oscars, Oprah Winfrey, oh, Selma. They're really pissed off that the sniper is getting 6 nominees and made $105 million on its first day. Ooh, yeah, they hate that. In their left hand, they're showing you they hate war, but in their right hand, they're hammering the jettison button. More bombs, more bombs, more bombs, more guns, more weapons, more ISIS crisis, Dominisis, more bogus crap. I don't know how people put up with it. I took a dozen things to auction today, and, you know, well, more than that, and half of it got rejected. Now it's just basically considered fodder and trash, bric-a-brac. Everything's declined in value. People don't have it. They don't want anything. They just want the best. You can't blame them, and that's fine. I've got, what, $30,000 worth of crap laying around, and if I see $3,000 on all of it, I'll be lucky. I wish that I had never spent a nickel on things that I love, because saying goodbye to them is the hardest thing. But I'll tell you what I am doing. It's far more valuable. I'm buying Tom Clancy books. I'm buying John Ludlum books. I'm reading these books now that are 10 years old. You know, Tom Clancy died last year of a heart attack 2 weeks after announcing his research into Barack Obama, that he was writing a book over there in Wye River, Maryland. And I heard the interview with Alex Jones, and then he's dead. He's dead like Michael Hastings, and he's dead like Gary Webb, and he's dead like all the guys that try to tell the truth. Because if you don't understand that Victoria, if you don't understand what clandestine operations and the CIA and the FBI and what they do on a regular basis, the most corrupt agencies on the planet, they're just like the KGB, they're just like MI6, they're just like all the rest of them, and they kill people at will. If they label you as a terrorist or a threat, time, believe me, they nick, they pick, they set you up, they play their little games, cat and mouse, and then one day, just like Breitbart, you're dead. Well, I'm not that guy. I'm just a carpenter who does the Everyman Show and has a need to vent here on Blog Talk Radio, the Everyman Show. I like sharing. I don't have a big audience. I get, like, what, 11 listeners a month or something ridiculous, but I just do it because who knows? Maybe one day I'll be behind the mic. Maybe one day I'll be that, I won't be Tokyo Rose. I'll be Tokyo Poison Ivy. That'll be me. Poisoning their operations, telling people what I know, sharing what I know that you probably already know. But every chance I get, I'll take 30 minutes, and if I get the money, I'll go for my two-hour broadcast. I'll try to entertain. I'll try to stimulate your brain. I'll try to make information rain on you and wash you clean from the lies. That's what I do. Been that way since I was a kid. It's what happens when you're picked on and set up and false flagged in your own house as a child. You learn how to deal with liars and corruption. You can smell it. Something happens. I'll tell you what happens to me. My gut goes sour. It's kind of like what you feel like just before getting a stomach virus. You get weak because really, truly, your thoughts come from the gut. That's why they call it gut feelings. Then I walk around and I try to figure out what's going on. What am I involved in? You know, here, there? Am I going to get, you know, this, that, the other? Is something going to happen? And just like clockwork, I pinpoint it. Today, my hard feelings were that, you know, my art, my collections and everything were basically, you know, worth, you know, 10 cents on the dollar from what I paid 15 years ago. But I've enjoyed them. I enjoyed buying them and looking at them, and some of them I'll keep and most I won't. I'm looking at a half dozen pieces of art right now that I'm going to throw on the fire when I start cleaning this place out. I'm going to give up home ownership. I'm going to give up the things that I love. I'm going to say goodbye to my last beautiful Springer Spaniel, who's very, very old. And I remember what happened to Reddy when I took him to the vet. He was sick as he could be after they injected that syringe full of pink goo. He lost all his weight, he lost all his hair, and about 6 months later he died. What's going to happen to all of us, folks, with the chemtrails, the vaccines, the big pharma, the toxic fast food that's on every shelf in every store, on every corner? Oh, and last, you know, I did something last night. I usually go on Wednesday and get a little pizza from this place. I know they have, make it from scratch from really good ingredients. Well, they were closed, so I'll wait till next Wednesday. But I went over and got from your, you know, that, well, let's just say they're a very famous donut, initials DD. Folks, let me tell you something. I ate three of them. I had a Boston cream, I had a double chocolate, and I had a blueberry, whatever that was, glazed sourdough. Did not sleep well. Woke up about 3 a.m. having a headache. Nauseous. Woke up this morning feeling like I had been beaten with a baseball bat. I had things I had to do, so I gobbled down some vitamins and I washed down with the coffee I had on the counter. Halfway got through my day, and I am miserable beyond belief. Cannot tell you what that gluten did to me. Made me sick as a dog. And no, I don't have diabetes. So anyway, think about that, you know. State of the Union address. Well, it was really the state of the onion. Peel back the layers. Take a real strong look at your reality. Your schools, television, it's all a nightmare from hell. I'll see you tomorrow at 6:30. Tune in, will you? The Everyman Show.